which is interesting, because what I've noticed as time has gone on, particularly with, like, certain sectors, like food, for example, vegan food in particular, there are a lot of reviewers and bloggers that have become influencers. And what I've noticed in incorporating that as part of any PR campaign is that you often have to be really stringent with your budgets where that's concerned, because for a lot of the folks that have larger audiences, you can expect to pay them more to do reviews, to do Instagram takeovers, to share a video featuring client products and things like that. So in that way, it's almost less of an earned media strategy, which you typically don't have to pay for, and more of a paid media strategy, incorporating it more into advertising and sponsored posts and things like that too. So it's interesting to see that area continue to grow, because there's definitely some great folks out there that really provide some fantastic added value to client events and for their products and things like that. But you do have to be really careful when you're doing researching for that sort of thing, because budgets can really balloon.